Yeah, yeah. I'm taking my freedom.
Welcome to the Balanced, Beautiful, and Abundant Show. My name is Rebecca Whitman, and I'm a success mentor. I believe there are 7 pillars of success: your spiritual life, your physical fitness, your emotional, romantic, mental, social, and finally, your financial life. When you get all 7 areas in alignment, you are balanced, beautiful, and abundant. I learned this the hard way. I've always made money. Unfortunately, I spent so much time making money that I never had time for the rest of my life. So, despite not having financial worries, I was never happy. I wanted romance, but I didn't have time to date. I wanted to be in great shape, but I couldn't find a moment to go to the gym. I wanted a more spiritual life, but I didn't meditate. That also takes time. I wanted to read great books and fill my mind with deep thoughts, but I never made the time. I wanted a great social life, not just going to work-related events. Emotionally, I was a wreck because my life was totally out of balance. Today, I earn more money than I ever have in my life, and I work only part-time. I have the relationship of my dreams. I'm in the best physical shape of my life. I'm spiritually grounded. I feel fulfilled mentally, socially, and emotionally. My life is in perfect alignment. This podcast will help you discover where your life is out of balance. My mission is to support you in achieving work-life balance so that you can have more fun and freedom in life. On my show, you will get to learn from experts in all 7 areas of abundance. My guests have achieved tremendous success in their zone of genius. Are you ready to go to a level 10 in all 7 areas of life? You got this. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Balanced, Beautiful, and Abundant Show. I am your host, Rebecca Whitman. We are taking you from burned out to balanced, beautiful, and abundant. And we are coming to you live from the Bold Brave TV network. Today, we have a very special guest, my personal friend and phenomenal coach and success mentor. She teaches women how to be charismatic and magnetic and make a lot of money with the least amount of effort, which I think we all want to know about. Her name is Satya Andrade, and she will be coming on after the next commercial break. What I wanted to talk about to kind of set the stage for Satya is, what does it mean to be magnetic? What does it mean to be charismatic? So in order to be successful in business or in life, people have to like you, know you, and trust you. And when you have charisma, people are more likely to want to do business with you. So the dictionary defines charisma as compelling attractiveness that inspires devotion in others. Don't we all want compelling attractiveness that inspires devotion in others? Of course we do. I'm going to talk about 8 things that you can do to become more charismatic and magnetic so that people want to be in relationship with you, friendship, and business. The first thing is to have moral conviction. Share your passion, share your vision, speak from your heart. What is your mission? Why are you in business? Even with dating, what is your mission? Are you looking just to have fun? Are you looking for your soulmate? Are you looking for your husband or wife? If you share what you want with passion and conviction, people will really want to get behind you and help you. The second thing you want to do is to have presence. Be present. Don't be checked out. When you're talking to people, connect with them. Make eye contact. Really listen. Don't be on your phone all the time. You're going to miss out on some amazing connections. And charismatic people, they're not on their phone. They're not checked out. They are giving you their undivided attention. In fact, so many charismatic leaders make people feel like they're the only person in the room and the most important person in the world. How could you say no to someone who makes you feel like you're the most important person in the world? So if you want more business, if you want more friends, more opportunities, really make them feel good and important. Listen with every cell in your body. People really want to be heard. The third thing is body language. You want to have good posture, you want to use hand gestures, and you want to walk with confidence and swagger. You don't want to do business with someone who's like with their head down and their shoulders forward. That doesn't attract people to follow you. You want to have your chest out, your shoulders back, your chin up. You want to walk with confidence, and you want to have posture, meaning you are confident about what you are, who you serve, what you offer, and that is going to attract people to you. The next thing is facial expressions. Smile. The most important thing you can do to attract business and lovers and opportunities is to smile. Use your smile, because your smile is going to make people like you, know you, and trust you. Nod. Be engaged at what people are saying. Don't just be flat. If somebody's pouring into you and they're giving you information, nod. Be like, yes, that resonates. I totally get it. Like, give people feedback that you're listening and paying attention so they know that you're really connecting and hearing them. The next thing is something that's so important. Use stories, anecdotes, and metaphors. There's a saying that I love, and it's facts tell and stories sell. If you want to bore someone, tell them all facts about your product or service. They will be so, so bored, and they really don't care so much about the facts. They want to know the story. They want to know who has your product help. How has it changed somebody's life? What is a great story that shares your product, good, or store, a service? How can you get people excited by telling them a true story of what happened to someone who is just like them? So have great stories. Use analogies. I remember I had a job and I won a kind of award, and it was called the Queen of Analogies. But guess what? Analogy, speaking in imagery and pictures, that's what really draws people into what you're saying. And they can feel what you're saying more if you speak in imagery and anecdotes. Analogy. So go ahead and be creative with your expression. The next step is to set high expectations. I know that charismatic leaders, they believe in you before you believe in yourself. So if you really want to attract people to you, be a cheerleader, root for them. Say, I can see you achieving that. I can see you finding that dream. I'm totally in the vision for you. I believe you can achieve. If you believe in people before they even believe in themselves, they are going to follow you, and everybody wants someone to believe in them. Be that person that sets high expectations. If you expect someone's going to fail, they're not going to sign up with you. If you expect them to win and know they're going to win and cheer them on, they are going to sign up with you. They're going to follow you. They're going to be your client, your customer, your friend. So be the person that believes in people more than they even believe in themselves. The next one is to show empathy. So there is something called feel, felt, found. I understand how you feel. I felt the same way, but I found is this is a great way to overcome people's objections. If they feel that something that you offer isn't right for them, say, you know what? So-and-so, she felt that way too. And she found that after she tried my product, she now has this amazing experience. So use feel, felt, found, both for sharing your own story and other people's story. And another way to empathy is to say the we instead of the I. When you say, I did this, I did that, I'm going to do this for you, to we. Together, we can achieve your goal. Together, the word we, these are words that show that you're in the trenches with them. Empathy, they're showing team. Use the word we a lot instead of that's something that I get to work on too. We. And finally, be animated and energetic. If you are giving a talk or presentation, do not be monotone. I'm so excited. I'm actually in New York City this week because I just gave a talk at Columbia University, and it was my first keynote, a dream of mine. And I was excited. I was energetic. I was animated. I wasn't just saying monotone. When you're monotone and you don't vary the inflection in your voice, people just tune out. They completely fall asleep, and they don't really hear your message because your voice is boring to listen to. So make sure you have energy in your voice. Use volume. Use your voice inflections. fun, be playful when you talk. All these things are going to attract people to you. So we're going to go to a commercial break in a couple seconds. I'm so excited for you guys to meet my friend, our guest for this episode of the Balanced, Beautiful, and Abundant Show. Her name is Satya Andre. She's going to talk about how to be magnetic, how to make money with ease. My name is Rebecca Whitman. You are listening to the Balanced, Beautiful, and Abundant Show, and we are going to be going to a quick break. And we'll be right back at the Bold Brave TV network.
What if there were a super tiny device that could diagnose the brain and is smaller than a single human hair? What if you could see inside the brain to help an epilepsy patient during surgery or to help the fight against Parkinson's disease? Dr. Patricia Broderick is proud to announce the Broderick Probe, a biomedical and electronic breakthrough. Imagine a probe to help with the understanding and potential cure of brain-related diseases. To learn more, listen live to the Easy Sense Radio Show with host Dr. Broderick, Wednesdays, 7 p.m. Eastern, on the Bold Brave Media Network and TuneIn Radio. And to help support the Broderick Foundation, please go to EasySense.com and learn how, with your help, we can fight these horrific brain disorders. That's EasySense.com to learn more and help support the Broderick Foundation. Author, radio show host, and coach John M. Hawkins reveals strategies to help gain perspective, build confidence, find clarity, achieve goals. John M. Hawkins' new book, Coached to Greatness, Unlock Your Full Potential with Limitless Growth, published by iUniverse. Hawkins reveals strategies to help readers accomplish more. He believes the book can coach them to greatness. Hawkins says that the best athletes get to the top of their sport with the help of coaches, mentors, and others. He shares guidance that helps readers reflect on what motivates them, rediscover and assess their core values, philosophies, and competencies, find settings that allow them to be the most productive, and track their progress towards accomplishing goals. Listen to John Hawkins' My Strategy, Saturdays, 1 p.m. Eastern, on the BBM Global Network and TuneIn Radio.
Welcome back to the Balanced, Beautiful, and Abundant Show. I'm your host, Rebecca Whitman. We are teaching you how to go from burned out and overwhelmed to balanced, beautiful, and abundant. We are coming to you live from the Bold TV Network, and we have our guest, Satya Andrade, in the studio. Welcome, Satya.
Thank you so much, Rebecca and everyone, for having me. I'm so excited to be here today. I have no idea.
It is so wonderful to see you. So let me tell you her background, and then I'm going to tell you a personal story about Satya, how I am. So Satya is an international speaker, a women's empowerment mentor, and a tantric devotee. She teaches the secrets to master the art of personal magnetism in business, love, all relationships. She built multiple six-figure education program in 6 months. So she's a total rock star in the coaching world, but that's not how I met Satya. I was actually in the jungle in the peninsula or Yucatan Peninsula of Mexico. I was taking a cruise and I somehow ate something on the cruise that caused food poisoning. And we were all doing this wonderful cacao ceremony, but I wasn't, because I was hiding in the corner of the jungle throwing up, hoping nobody would see me. And this beautiful, lovely young lady comes dancing by and she sees me throwing up and she starts praying over me and affirming me and dancing around me, trying to cheer me up. And I was like, oh my God, am I like hallucinating? Am I so sick from this food poisoning that this is like some kind of a fairy? Or is this like, do people really act like this with strangers that they dance around them and pray and affirm and do all this stuff? But no, it was not a hallucination. It's a real person. And we have been friends ever since. And I will always be so grateful to you, Satya, for how kind you were to me. I was so sick that day. And it's just such a delight to have you on the show.
Oh my goodness, I remember good news, you know, a lot has happened. And it was such a beautiful moment that also stayed in my memory. until today. So this is something that it will take forever.
Well, we will be bonded forever. So how did you go from that moment in the jungle to be a multiple six-figure coach? Tell us a little bit about your story.
You know, sometimes people try to tell one linear story. It's not usually how it happened. So much. Like, I feel like I have lived really 100 lifetimes since we met. Why was when we met, my YouTube channel was the beginning of my online journey. I was doing my YouTube channel called Love Channel TV. And then after that, I started, you know, going and interviewing experts all over the world. And then I started studying with them and interviewing them more and studying more. That was a point in my life where I felt, okay, I mean, I have invested so much. I have experienced so much. Like, where we met was a personal development week retreat as well. So, like, I was constantly immersed in those, you know, life experiences, travels, and mentorship. There was a moment in life where I felt, okay, I see my mentors. I see, like, I want that for me. You know, I felt so inspired to see them, like, changing lives and on stage and really, like, traveling the world and make money, like, an amount of money that I didn't even, like, knew it was possible, right? And then changing, like, people's lives, like, really, like, in a soul level. And I fell in love with this profession. I was like, I want that for me. I want that for me. And that's when I went even deeper and I hired a coach. I was like, okay, I'm ready to be a coach. I already had like a social media presence from my YouTube channel. So I was always like posting my life and really raw. I had no plans, right?
Yeah.
I was just posting from the heart, very like that healing, very in this vibe of like very like nature and healing. And then things started evolving, you know, I started putting more intention with my brand. I hired a coach to teach me how to be a coach. And then I got clients, you know, and then I did that for a few years and it was super on and off, ups and downs. Sometimes I would make money. Sometimes I didn't. I would have to get other jobs. You know, it's the beginning sometimes and even like later, it can go really up and down. And I feel this is something that I need to say to people. It's okay.
Yes.
To have the up and downs, you have to normalize that because we're entrepreneurs.
It's part of the journey.
It is. So yeah, there were many ups and downs in my journey. And then I kind of realized that, you know, this is a journey. And once I did realize that, my nervous system could relax. Like, time doesn't exist. There's no rush. Like, this is a lifetime, like, kind of purpose, right? Nothing needs to happen. No.
Right.
And just relaxing, like, opportunities, they start to come to you and connect to you. So I feel like my journey was very much like that, really, like, coming back in power every time there was a resistance, every time there was a fear of, you know, what, going to the next level, expanding a little bit more. One time there was a plateau that was like, I was kind of bored. What do I need to do in order to, you know, break that? What do I actually, what is connecting back to my why? Oh, that was a beautiful.
What is your why?
I feel like, you know, having that figured out, like as one thing, every day I wake up and all I want is to be here, like you said, and follow my guidance, my heart guidance. Like, right, of course I want the world to be a better place. I want to show up as I can. You know, I want to help whoever I can. I think it's very energetic. I used to actually teach, like, vision. And, you know, I used to partner with mentors that would do 10-year vision and things like that. And now I feel like my why reveals itself with with the encounters of life. Like I have understood my why so many times, and we can understand our why, like, really by being present moment by moment. We're like, oh, that's why I'm here. Oh, that's why, you know, I'm constantly being reminded of my why.
Yes. Yeah. Just being open to the coincidences and the encounters, and, you know, just like you were open to being on this show. It's not something that you sought out for or planned. We reconnected on Facebook, and I was like, you should be on my show, and just moments like that. And now here we are having this amazing conversation.
And a conversation that can really transform. If it was like, now I'm like, if it transforms one, two lives, I'm like, okay, this is why I'm here. Right? Yes. If it transforms 1,000, wow, amazing. This is why we're here. If it transforms my life, I'm like, okay, this is why, you know, there's always, you can always find appreciation. I feel like our why, it's found in the moment, in every single moment, that we can really appreciate why we're here.
Very, very true. Yeah. So what does emotional intelligence mean to you? Is this what you were just talking about, kind of?
Well, 100%, I think it's very, very much interconnected. I feel like emotional intelligence is so needed. It's like how you be when, you know, you're successful, you are doing great, and how you be when, you know, you're not, things are not going the way that you want it. You know, how do you show up? And this is something that I'm like super proud of, you know, about me, because, you know, no matter what is going on, I consider myself one of the most powerful people in terms of like the emotional intelligence. Like, no matter what is going on, it's you understanding the bigger picture of things. And it's okay to be sad. It's like emotional intelligence is not you always being happy. There is like this thing, oh, for in order for you to manifest, you must be always happy. Right? There's so many people that are like, oh, and then there's frustration when you're not happy, you're feeling like, oh my God, I'm not manifesting. But that's not true. It's okay for you to be a successful entrepreneur and feel sad.
Yes.
It's totally okay for you to be devastated by something that has happened. It's like you learning how to navigate your emotions and welcoming and embracing your no matter what it is. No matter if it's, even if it's like emotion like anger, like how do you deal with anger in the most healthy way? How do you deal with sadness? How do you deal with excitement, with gratitude, with exhilarating feelings? I'm a woman, I have a very range of emotions.
Yes.
You know, so I had to learn that. So this is something that we definitely teach in programs, is to really like navigate and accept and who you be when you're sad. Taking care of yourself more than anyone could. Like learning how to take care of yourself. Right? I think
I think there's, you know, in the self-help movement, there's this thing you have to be happy all the time. And that's just not realistic. That's not being a human. You know, there are things that are going to hurt our feelings or make us angry or disappoint us. And there are tragic things that happen when you lose a pet or, you know, a friend or someone in your family. Of course, you're going to feel your pain. But if you don't feel your pain and you suppress it, then that causes dis-ease in the body. And it's going to come out in something, you know, that's not good for you. So you might as well just feel your feelings, let them pass through you. They're going to change like the weather. You just like, to me, I feel like our sky is like our soul. It's the same, but the emotions of being human are like the weather, and the weather changes.
I love that for sure. It's like changing all the time. It's like, you know, emotions. It's like energy, emotion. E, as energy, motion as movement.
Yes. So it's like that.
It's constantly moving. If we try to hold on, that's when you, like you said, we create disease, right? Mm-hmm. But like if you suppress, if you don't feel it, if you try to hold on for too long, it's like, okay, it's coming. I feel it. Move the energy. Feel the energy. Cry if you need to cry. Do the process if you need to. Whatever it needs. You know, I teach a lot of that in my programs, like emotional release, shaking, screaming to the pillow, punching the pillow, or just sometimes talking to a friend or journaling. Like, there's so many ways for different types of people and different types of moments, because the intensity also varies, you know?
Yes.
Yeah.
And I think intelligence is also being empathetic to other people and what they're going through, because there's some people that do not have emotional intelligence and they say, you know, things that are very insensitive or uncaring. And it's also about being intuitive and reading the room or reading the conversation and, you know, knowing what to say and when to say it. And I think if my intention is to be loving, that really helps a lot with timing and emotional intelligence when I talk to other people.
Yeah, for sure. I love that. And that's where the mastery is at, right? The, like you said, the presence, you being there, presence with the other person. I am definitely a person, I'm very open to feeling what others feel just by nature. And I do understand that there are some people that they are not able to hold space for me when I'm feeling the things that I'm feeling. Right. And I know that it's not about them, because they cannot feel their own feelings.
Yeah.
Right. Usually the people that cannot feel you, they cannot even feel themselves. So how to take it personally as well. And us doing our best. The only thing that we can do is be the changer, be the example, be the leader. Right. Leading by example, I feel like it's the key for success. It's like, become the one that you want others to be.
Absolutely. Be the example so people can see it modeled in front of them. And emotions are contagious. If they see you being loving and empathetic and present, then they're more likely to be loving, empathetic, and present. So we are going to go to a commercial break. This is Rebecca Whitman, your host of the Balanced, Beautiful, and Abundant Show. We're helping you go from burnt, drained, exhausted to balanced, beautiful, and abundant. We are going to go to a quick commercial break, and we'll be right back. We're coming to you live from Brave TV, and we've got more time with our wonderful guest, Satya Andrade. See you in a minute.
Did you know that your beliefs create your entire reality, but it's the subconscious beliefs that do most of the creating? Belief shifter and life coach Shiraz can help you identify those limiting beliefs and eliminate them, often in a single session.
Like, it was almost instant, like I had relief right away.
Creating better health, relationships, careers, and finances. Let Shiraz help you step out of safety and into awareness.
Definitely something's happening. It's like a flow inside. You know, it feels good.
Whether in person or online, Shiraz provides personal coaching, belief shifting. Visit Shiraz at energeticmagic.com or call 416-529-7429. Energetic Magic on the BBM Global Network, Tuesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern. Find your greater happiness. Be well. Be aware. Be magical.
Are you struggling to care for elderly parents or a spouse? Do you wonder if being a caregiver is making you sick? Are you worried about taking time off work to care for elderly parents and balance work, life, and caregiving? Has caregiving become exhausting and emotionally draining? Are you an aging adult who wants to remain independent, but you're not sure how? I'm Pamela D. Wilson. Join me for the Caring Generation radio show for caregivers and aging adults, Wednesday evenings, 6 Pacific, 7 Mountain, 8 Central, and 9 Eastern, where I answer these questions and share tips for managing stress, family relationships, health, well-being, and more. Podcasts and transcripts of the Caring Generation are on my website, PamelaDWilson.com. plus my caregiving library, online caregiver support programs, and programs for corporations interested in supporting working caregivers. Help, Hope, and Support for Caregivers is here on The Caring Generation and PamelaDWilson.com.
Welcome back to this beautiful and abundant show. I'm your host, Rebecca Whitman. We are coming to you live from the Bold Brave TV network, and we're talking to our wonderful guest, Satya Andrade. Satya, what is it just between masculine and feminine energy?
I love it. And since you have a show around, you know, going from burnout to abundant and radiant and beautiful, I just wanted to say that this is like has been a beautiful and crazy wild journey to understand and master the dance of this these two energies. Like, obviously, anyone who wants to, any woman that or man that wants to be in business, mostly let's talk about women since mostly it's women here. There needs to be like a dance of feminine and masculine energy, right? The masculine is like, is definitely work, like, you know, it's related to doing or to, you know, like mind, to the mind, it's masculine, right? The feminine is more like the body, it's the emotion, it's the feeling, like of, you know, being. So In the process, you know, of creating our business, of creating the life that we love, anytime that we need to be in our masculine, more like the masculine side, which is not our natural essence, right? The best way to do that is to bring in that feminine energy of nourishment. So, for example, I'm going to give a few examples and then you guys can fill it out. What is the difference? Whenever I'm working, right? In order to feel feminine and to be my feminine, when I am working, maybe I will put some nice music or I'll dance before. Or I will, you know, make sure that like I adorn my body, right? I take care of myself first, like the self-care is very important, right? Because yes, like the feminine is the being. Who are you when you are doing the doing?
Mm-hmm. Who are you being when you're doing the doing? I love that.
Who you are being when you're doing the doing.
Yes.
This is what it is about. It's not about being in your feminine 100% of the time. Like,
yes.
Like there's like this thing, oh, you gotta be in your feminine. You gotta be in your feminine. But if you gotta be only, if you be only in your feminine, then you don't get anything done, right? Then you're just like, you know, there needs to be a powerful pattern of, you know, action as well in order for things to manifest into existence. So who are you being? And another thing that it's very nourishing for me to realize, like, I have a belief that the more I relax, the more I make. So the thing with that is that if you believe that the more you play, the more fun you have, the more money you make, the more you relax, the more money you make. If you're working hard, guess what? You're gonna make money. You have a belief that the more you relax, the more money you make. You wanna make money, what do you need to do?
Relax.
Yes, you gotta relax because that's what you believe. This is the energetics. This is like the creator, right? I like to think about now bringing a little bit more to the mastery, because the mastery is when we can really dance feminine and masculine energy, the doing and the being. It's like, imagine there are three stages of anything that we want to manifest. The first one is the creator, is who we are. Right? Is the consciousness, is this thing, this person that we are. And then we have the creative process,
mm-hmm.
which is how we do things. It's the belief systems. It's how we present ourselves. What are the actions that we take in order to, you know, we have a desire, we want to manifest something. And then there's the creation, which is the third thing, which is the thing that pops into our reality, right? So everything starts from the creator. And the creator, we are made of energy, right? We are made of energy and we are made of consciousness.
Yes.
So this is feminine and masculine. Consciousness is masculine. It is the vastness. It is the oneness. It is like the empty void. And the feminine is like the chaos, the energy movement. It's where everything is. It's where you can touch things, right? It's like anything that...
The sensuality of it, the feeling.
It's the sensuality of it, exactly. Right? So with that, we create. We go in about and we create. We can create... In the creative process is so important because it's the journey for the creation. Once the creation is in front of you, you will want something else.
Right.
This is just nature of humans. So, you know, I feel like another thing to really drop into the feminine is to appreciate.
Yes. Great. Being gracious is very
gracious. Being gracious, which comes from green, being also grateful, being appreciative. It's very feminine. And you can see like the masculine loves to be appreciated.
Oh, yeah.
And if you look at money as the masculine, as a masculine energy, if you look at anything that you create as a Christian, you know, it's like, it just, can you appreciate? And like, when you go to the bank, in the bank, they have hidden clues everywhere for what is true. Don't they say that your money is appreciating?
Yes, absolutely.
What is happening? Your money is growing when your money is appreciating, right?
Yes.
So whenever we appreciate things, they grow.
Yes, and that's true with relationships.
Also.
If you want to have a healthy relationship, you give your partner appreciation and romance, business, money, everything. What you appreciate grows. I love that.
Yeah. You know very well from, you know, I saw when we were together now in Beverly Hills in LA, and you were talking to your partner on the phone and you're just the sweetest, both of you appreciating each other. It's like, oh, this relationship is cool. And you know, you just see that mutual love that was like growing by the way that you talk to each other. It's the same thing with like people and money, and that's how we drop into that place of, you know, tenderness of the feminine. Yeah, we can drop into like, oh, I appreciate myself, I appreciate whatever I'm creating, and then you can just create more from that. And the creative force is very much a combination of both, but it's so feminine as well. We are the creators, we are the mothers, the feminine is the one that gives birth. But for that to happen, of course, there needs to be an entanglement.
Right.
Masculine energy.
It is
the
best.
That's the mastery.
Absolutely. That is so beautiful. So speaking of the entanglement, next question is a little dicey here. We're going from PG to R. What does sacred sexuality mean, and what are the tantric arts?
Ooh, I love this question. I feel like it is a very important topic for us to discuss with masses, just because like it's not really spoken so much. It's like so much of a taboo. Like we were not raised, like no one, most of us weren't taught by our parents or in school about the importance of these exchange of energy, which is sexual energy, which it is indeed the main creative force of this universe. This is a very, very, very powerful force to create and manifest things. And sacred sexuality, sacred tantric arts, bring us back into the devotion of this energy. I feel like for me in my life, like if there was any modality that healed me the most like deep level in the smallest amount of time, really working with sexual energy, because it really dissolves like shame that we have been suppressing for generations. You know, like looking at those places where we feel ashamed of being perhaps sexy or maybe not sexy, you know. There will be times that we don't want to. We have like perhaps like a partner that we are not feeling sexual. And then there is a sacredness respecting and honoring that. Or there is a moment that we are super like aroused as women, like we're in the ovulation period, right? We're like, oh my goodness, where is my lover? You know, and when those things happen, it's like, there is also a process with new partners, for example, you know, that bring us back into knowing each other on a deeper level before just going and having sex like that. Because right. I feel like, you know, society has kind of, it's like the mainstream. People that have no education around it, they think like sex is just something that you just go inside one another and there is nothing that happens, but there is extreme amount of energy exchange that happens between these two. Mm-hmm. And we carry that energy, right? So it's like, it's good to understand and harness this orgasmic, our own pleasure, because we not only become more empowered, we can really heal really deep, deep, like, you know, blocks around pleasure that can really transform your business. It really did transform my business once I was like, okay, now I'm relaxed and I can receive mm-hmm. pleasure. I can just, you know, there's nothing that I need to prove to anyone or nothing. I am already a goddess. Like the first time that I had a full body orgasm, I looked at myself in the mirror and obviously I had guidance. Like, you know, there was a practice with Leah Piper, one of my mentors. And we were in Thailand with Mantak Shia, which is this amazing, the Dao, like Chinese, but he's in Thailand. He's amazing. Sexual vitality teacher. And you know, I did this practice and I had this full body orgasm in my room. I looked at myself in the mirror and I saw myself as a goddess. Wow. And my life changed.
That is beautiful. Point. So is tantra like sexuality and yoga combined? I'm not quite sure how to explain it to my listeners.
Well, tantra is a millennial, like there's thousands and thousands of years. Tantra has very little to do with sex, like most people like to think. It's way more around the consciousness, devotion to the path, right? Mm. It's the yogic path, yes. So there is a lot to do with that. And sometimes tantra, the last thing that will happen is like sex. Sex is literally like 5-10% of this huge, you know, phenomenon, ancient wisdom that the yogis studied for like 5,000 years. And it's just a way, I feel like the path, the tantric arts path has been, if you know, have been to many trainings and many workshops. And yes, the sexuality part is always super strong because this is what sells, you know. And people want to learn that because it's very human, you know. But then there's like deeper layers, deeper parts of it, of our soul that gets touched in a way.
That's and beautiful.
It's so important to also hold like boundaries also, you know, like protect yourself, like knowing when you're open, when you're closed. It's also important to communicate and know that.
I really admire how many thousands of hours and dollars you've spent working on yourself with workshops, coaches, mentors. This is why you have so much to give, because you have invested in yourself and now you are pouring back into other people. And it's just so inspirational. So we are going to go to a commercial break. You're listening to Rebecca Whitman, the host of the Balanced, Beautiful, and Abundant show. We're coming to you live from the Bold Brave TV network. When we come back, Tatia Andrade is going to give you a free gift and tell you how to keep in touch with her. We'll see you after the commercial.
The opiate epidemic has reached crisis levels, and with so many families affected by addiction, opiate-related drug overdoses, and death, the time is now to have a real constructive conversation about addiction that could lead to better prevention, treatment, and recovery. Alan Charles, author and keynote speaker on drug abuse and prevention, presents The Alan Charles Show. Alan brings a message of hope, sharing his unbelievable story of surviving a 24-year addiction to cocaine and highlights from his memoir, Walking Out the Other Side, an addict's journey from loneliness to life. His raw honesty and courageous heart breaks the stigma of addiction and offers a unique perspective into the mind of an addict. Join Alan each week as he brings his listeners to a true understanding of the grip of addiction. It is only with this understanding that we can begin to heal. The Alan Charles Show, Thursdays at 9 p.m. Eastern on the BBM Global Network. Have you ever felt like no one is listening or you're not getting the honest attention you deserve? Do you even know the kind of attention you want or need? You are not alone. Alice Aspen March is here to help. Thanks to Alice, through her epiphany and research over the word attention, there are solutions to the attention dilemma. Worldwide audiences have been enthralled and engaged for over 40 years with her visionary and pioneering observations. The kind of attention we get and give is vital to improving our lives and society. Alice and her weekly guests review game-changing insights for transforming and improving our understanding of attention, providing techniques for creating healthier and empowering behavior. Get a new perspective on a mainstream word. Tune into Why Our Attention Matters for fresh and thought-provoking conversations every Tuesday at 3 p.m. Eastern on boldbravemedia.com and the TuneIn Radio app.
Welcome back to the Balanced, Beautiful, and Abundant show. We're taking you burned out and overwhelmed, balanced, beautiful, and abundant. I'm Rebecca Whitman, and we are live at the Bold Brave TV network. Tatia, tell us about your free gift.
I'm super excited. I have put together for you guys a combination of two things. There's more than two things in there, actually, as a bonus. This is a masterclass that I have taught in one of my programs that really fits this meditation that will help you reclaim your power. So anytime that you might be going through a phase of like, you feel like annoyed, or you feel like you feel it, it could be around money. Like, oh my God, I don't have money to pay this course or this trip or this dress or this meal or this bill, whatever that is, you use this meditation. Or anytime that you feel like, oh, your lover, something happened that they didn't call you or they didn't show up, or maybe you lost your wallet, whatever that is that happens is going to help you to reclaim your power, right? And of course, I'm giving you a whole masterclass before the meditation. So you can click the link and enjoy the masterclass first. And then you can get this meditation. You can download it. You can have it on your phone. And it's going to be around 6 minutes. You can drop into this meditation as many times as you want during the day. And with time, the more that you do it, the more it's going to go into your mind. With time, you won't need me anymore talking this meditation. You will know, you know, the process, the step-by-step of this meditation.
You'll internalize it, right?
You will internalize it, exactly. So I'm very excited that you go through this process. This has changed my life. It's based on a book. I will also put the link for the book so you can purchase. It's called Busting Loose from the Money Game. And the masterclass is a combination of many of the things of my life experiences and also the things that I have. So I feel that you're going to have a blast. You're going to really love it, and it might just change your life.
Awesome. And where can we find you online? Can people keep in touch with you on social?
Yeah, sure. So you can find me on Facebook, on Instagram. Mostly you can also find me on LinkedIn if you like. I'm not really active there. I'm mostly active on Instagram. So feel free to, send me an email at Tatja Andrade. My name is a little bit difficult and different. So you can find my name somewhere. Just put first, last name. That's it. You can find me everywhere with this name as well. Like, there will be a link. I have built my business without websites, right? I have built a multiple six-figure business without a website. But I do have sales pages. So I have a link tree with all, like, the things. If you want to get a one-on-one session, if you want to get into any of my programs, anything that you like, it will be there. If you have any questions, feel free to also, like, reach out. I would love to chat with all of you. Thank you so much.
Yeah. Thank you so much for being on with us, and you'll have to look me up the next time you come to LA. We had so much fun the other month when we hung out that night in Beverly Hills.
I know. It was so much fun. I really want to hang out with you. You are one of the most charismatic, amazing women that I know. I love you so much. Thank you for inviting me. I feel so honored, Rebecca. Thank you.
Oh, my God. Thank you so much. And you are just such an honored guest on our show. You're welcome back anytime. You're a great person, a great coach, and an even better friend. So I look forward to seeing you very soon. Have a wonderful rest of your day, and thanks so much for being on the show.
Bye.
Bye. So I just wanted to let you guys know we have all really exciting things coming up in our community. I have a 45-minute free masterclass, 5 Steps to Create Your Six-Figure Side Hustle. So I have had a six-figure side hustle part-time for, I think, 15 years now, and I broke it down into 5 simple steps. This is exactly what you do. Maybe you have an idea. Maybe you have a passion, and you have no idea how to monetize it, but you know that you just can't keep doing your dead-end job. You're like, I just can't do this for the next 20 to 40 years. This free 45-minute masterclass is your exit strategy. So the link is in the link tree in the show notes. Make sure that link and watch that class. It's awesome. I'm offering 3 45-minute free breakthrough calls. So these go real fast every week. My schedule is very booked, and I like just offering free sessions to women especially. I'm here to support you. I'm here to help you have a breakthrough in those 45 minutes. We may or may not be the right fit to work with each other, but my commitment is to help you. What area of your life are you stuck in? Is it your health and fitness? Is it your finances? Or maybe it's your love life? We're going to talk for a free 45-minute breakthrough call and get you that breakthrough to get you unstuck. Please, if you're listening on podcast format, Apple, Spotify, Pandora, please subscribe to the podcast, rate us, and review us. This is how we keep going and keep getting these great guests on here. So please make sure to subscribe, rate, and review. And finally, if you are watching this on YouTube, or if you're listening to this on the Bold Brave TV network, or if you're just listening to this on your iPhone on a podcast format, screenshot, tag me on Instagram at Rebecca E. Whitman. I would love to give you some Instagram love and give you a shout out in my stories. And it just shows me that people are listening and appreciating, and it fuels me up for the next show. And finally, save the date. This is what we do every week, Thursday, 2 p.m. Eastern, 12 p.m. Pacific. We are helping you go from burned out, drained, overwhelmed, exhausted to balanced, beautiful, and abundant. We'll see you next week at 3 p.m. Eastern. I am your host, Rebecca Whitman, and we're so honored to be coming to you live from the Bold Brave TV Network. Have a great weekend, everyone, and keep your vibe high and your hands.
Who says you can't have it all? I'm proof that you can. You just have to put your life into balance. Too much of anything, money, fitness, socializing, can overtake your life. When all 7 aspects of your life work in harmony, you will achieve the balanced, beautiful, and abundant life you've always dreamed of. Please subscribe to hear more inspiring interviews. Is there someone you know who could benefit from this podcast? Please share this podcast with them. Please review this podcast. Your feedback will help me target your needs and plan for upcoming shows that answer your questions and feature guest speakers that can make a big difference in your life. Follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Rebecca E. Whitman. Feel free to DM me to book a free balance assessment call. And don't forget, stay balanced, beautiful, and abundant. Living my life like it's golden. Living my life like it's golden.